Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is February 28th, 2016. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. It's another couple of weeks into the presidential horse race, and who the front runners will be is now pretty apparent. In both the Nevada and South Carolina contests, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton exceeded the expectations of most of the pundits and prognosticators. Trump deserves his due. He won big in all three of the recent contests. This, despite some terrible debate performances, nastiness towards the press, a fight with the Pope, and an ongoing war of insults with his competitors. The story of Donald Trump's supposedly doomed campaign has been replaced by the story of his inevitability as the Republican nominee. And the Republican establishment is freaking out. Registered Republicans have shown their preference for an outsider candidate who they believe is not subject to establishment control. The astrology chart of the USA clearly shows how the common people have opted for open rebellion. Uranus is now exactly opposite the USA natal Saturn. So, the question is, can Mr. Trump's momentum be sustained? Is he the inevitable Republican nominee? A look at his chart shows some interesting developments. Mr. Trump is in a Mars sub-period, according to Vedic astrology. His natal Mars, in his natal ascendant, is activated and is what makes him ultra-ambitious and combative towards anybody who opposes him. But Mars also makes him hasty and impulsive. Jupiter, the planet of increase and opportunity, has been transiting in Leo, Mr. Trump's ascendant, and thus magnifying his natal Mars, adding even more energy to his inclination for combat. Jupiter is also the planet of confidence and optimism here in the first house of self. Jupiter in Leo is there along with Rahu, the significator of great desire, which also has an ends justifies the means approach to achieving success. With all this energy boosting his already formidable chart, Mr. Trump is very difficult to beat. His main downfall would be excess enthusiasm. Jupiter, especially with Rahu, can give a false sense of optimism and a can't-lose attitude. Now, look at transiting Mars and Saturn, both activating his fourth house. Mars plus Saturn is a very determined, focused energy, which from this position is aimed at Mr. Trump's 10th house of success in public. But this is not a happy, smooth energy combination, especially as it afflicts so many of his natal planets, setting up all sorts of intense conflict situations. Mars is the planet of attack, Saturn is containment. Both afflict his 10th house by their aspect, the 10th house of status and position. This Mars-Saturn combination continues for several more months, almost all the way to the general election. Now to Mrs. Clinton. By defeating Sanders in Nevada and South Carolina, Clinton has regained momentum, and the Sanders campaign is now in doubt. But Clinton herself has many weaknesses. An ongoing investigation over her emails, a voting record that is plainly pro-establishment, and she is obviously part of the wealthy privileged class, which has become so unfashionable lately. But when we look at her chart, there's a lot of obvious strength. Mrs. Clinton is in her Sun major period. The Sun period activates her 11th house of gains and rewards. Her natal Sun, the planet of power and authority, is prominent in her ascendant, making her a natural leader. For Mrs. Clinton, the Jupiter-Rahu transit is powering up her 11th house of gains and accomplishments. Since Leo is the sign ruled by the Sun, this part of her chart is already activated by her Sun major period, giving even more strength to this Jupiter-Rahu transit. Jupiter's benefic energy is a bit held back while it is still retrograde, but that will change after May 9th when Jupiter resumes normal forward motion. The 11th house is also the house of friends and associates. Jupiter going back to direct motion in May, in this part of her chart, will bring a slew of endorsements. The other major transit, the Mars-Saturn combination in Scorpio, is transiting Clinton's second house of speech. Her ability to speak is strongly powered up by Mars, the planet of aggression, plus Saturn, the planet of control. Ms. Clinton becomes especially formidable in her speeches and, of course, any debate setting where she will be ruthless in her verbal attacks. The next big test comes March 1st, popularly known as Super Tuesday. That's when a whole bunch of states, mostly in the South, will have their primaries or caucuses. What's interesting here is that on that very day, Mercury, the planet of making choices, and therefore the planet of voting, will be changing signs and gets aspected by Mars's square aspect. The influence of Mars on Mercury causes argument and distortion of the facts. Also, note how the Moon, planet of the public's thinking, will be sandwiched on that day between Mars, planet of anger, and Saturn, planet of order, making the voting contentious and the outcome controversial. All right. One other interesting thing that emerged from last Thursday's Republican debate. Marco Rubio is Scorpio rising. Previous to this, there wasn't an accurate birth chart for Senator Rubio because there's no published birth time. But the difference in his performance from the New Hampshire debate, where he got slaughtered, and the Houston debate, where he certainly delivered, it got confirmed by the fact that Mars moved from Libra to Scorpio in the intervening days and puts Mars now in his first house. So, here's a proposed chart for Mr. Rubio. Mars's transit has certainly powered up his ascendant, as well as his natal Jupiter. Saturn's transit contributes extra endurance. The combination of Mars and Saturn makes him really determined now, and courageous, as he is already demonstrating in his forceful attempts to breathe new life into his campaign by taking down the front-runner Donald Trump. The question is, has Mars arrived in time to save Rubio from defeat? The voters on Super Tuesday will show us whether Rubio remains viable or not. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.